In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We focus on these words from John 20. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." In the United States in the past week, you cannot have missed the story of the finding of the bodies of those who perished in the airplane crash Friday a week ago. And now the three individuals in that plane are being buried at sea. There was a lot of speculation until somebody actually saw the bodies. And this has a relationship, I think, to what we just heard from John's Gospel. For Mary did see the body. She was no special person in a way. She was a woman from Magdala near the Sea of Galilee. Seven demons had been driven out of her. She came to follow Jesus, was around when the mission to Galilee in Luke 8 was going on, and she was present at the crucifixion, a believer, one who apparently had been intending to assist with the whole burial process. On that morning of his resurrection, she came to the tomb early, really early. She saw the stone was gone, and then she ran to tell the disciples, "He's not there. His body's gone." A little later, she's back at the tomb. This time, she looks in, and she spies two angels, and they wonder why she's weeping. She turns, she actually looks at Jesus. Whether it was out of the corner of the eye, we don't know, but she did not recognize him until he said her name. And she knew then who he was, the teacher, the master. And he said, "Go, tell the disciples that I'm returning to my Father." Well, that's where he'd left. And he had accomplished his work. He had been the Savior and had defeated death and sin and the devil. She went back and told the disciples in the short little sentence, "I have seen the Lord." Now, those who doubt the resurrection base their whole case on not finding any body. There is no body of Jesus. He must not exist anymore. If there is no body, certainly can't be any power to the person. Those who think he lives are just imagining it, they would argue. But this is all speculation, you see. They have no body to prove it. Don't believe him. The Christian case is based on finding a body. The body of Jesus had been seen by Mary, and he's alive. And now he is with the Father. His work of salvation is done. We know where the body is. He will come again. So don't doubt, but trust this report. See, the case for the living Jesus is strong. Eyewitnesses saw him. They spoke to him. Mary was the first one. The case for the missing Jesus is an empty case. It's based on there's no evidence that a body still exists in the grave. It's based on there's no evidence that a body has not arisen. They just don't have a case. It's emptiness and just speculation, untrustworthy, not worth paying attention to. So by the story of Mary today, we are reminded that the Lord lives, and we rejoice in this. She was the first to witness him with her own eyes. And she reported back to the disciples and to us. And the doubters, well, that's all talk. They don't have witnesses. We do. And her message is here now today. The Lord lives. He is our Savior. And someday you too and I will be there knowing the Lord and being able also to say, I, these eyes, have seen the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.